class license courses. This series of videos features Dave Kassler, KE0OG, QST's Ask Dave columnist, who leads viewers through the ARRL Ham Radio License Manual. These videos supplement the manual and provide an overview of the sections you'll be studying.
Hi, this is Chris France of Talking Heads, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you'll do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We don't know why, and we fail, but we never try, and life gets overwhelming. But when I am in doubt, I trust that he'll work it out. His love surpasses understanding.
His love lasts forever, even when you feel like giving up. Joy comes in the morning. Just know his love is all you need.
Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy. It don't boast, it's not proud, it is not self-seeking. Although things may not always look so great, just put a smile on your face and expect a better day.
Giving honor, God, Heavenly Father, I'm moving to your spirit, control every part of my life and all the drama, even through the pain, even through the problems, I'ma still praise your name. I got a little testimony, wanna tell you about it.
devil tried to bring me down, knock me off the mountain. I told my mom about it, she just started singing, shouting. Said my blessings coming soon, flowing like a fountain. Your faith stronger through your trials and your tribulations. But give it all to God, a little time, a little patience. Name it, claim it, your joy coming in the morning time. Keep this on your mind, even on your grind. Take him with you everywhere you go to keep your soul fed. She rubbed some blessed oil on my forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, take control, make him whole. Joy coming full force.
When I was down here,
yes, beloved, his love lasts forever and ever and ever. Good Sunday morning, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm just happy to be here with you again. I'm here doing what I do, bringing you music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. I have a wonderful lineup for you today. Before I go there, though, I just want to say hello to Mr. Randall Martin, our audio engineer, our friend, our brother, our co-host on the Tuesday afternoon show.
Hey,
Mr.
good morning.
Martin, how are you today?
I'm doing good on this chilly Sunday here in October. It's starting to feel like the weather's starting to change a little bit.
Yes, it's beginning to feel like autumn.
Yeah, indeed.
And I ain't mad about it. Let me tell you, we made through 23 days. Praise be to God. You know, I was in Pennsylvania last week, and the weather was so beautiful. And I hear it was beautiful here, too.
I'm sorry, say that again. I had to go over there and check one of the controls.
Oh. I was saying that, you know, where I was out of state, and that where I was, the weather was beautiful. I found myself walking in short sleeve shirts and no jacket, no hoodie, no sweater. And so I was asking, was the weather as beautiful here?
It was. I think yesterday was the first day I had to put on a jacket. And you were back by then. But yeah, the weather was terrific. And I'm hoping for another couple days here and there of no jacket weather.
Well, you and me too, because, you know, I'm in this house with no heat. And the guy supposed to come for the furnace on Wednesday, and I said, Lord, if we can just squeak through to the end of the month, I'll be all right. But even if we don't, I'll still be all right, because I got electric heaters too. But praise the Lord. I thank God for things as well as they are with us. We do realize that there are those who are less fortunate than us, and I do give snaps and claps to God above, who finds a way when there seems to be no way, makes a provision, snaps and claps to the people who are out there on the front lines, those who run the shelters, those who work to get to the people in the streets that don't have a domicile, those who do the work of getting out there and making sure furnaces are working and boilers are working and heaters are working and et cetera and so forth. As we come into that next season, winter, you know, we need them more and more. And I'm just so grateful to God that we live in a country where we have this. And so snaps and claps and prayers to all of you out there. If that's what you do, we appreciate you. I speak on behalf of all the voices that can't get to the radio wave to say so. We appreciate you. And you know what else we appreciate? We appreciate good music.
we do, and we appreciate the station too. We appreciate being able to be on the air. And I just want to mention, though, if you just turn it on your heat, because I had to do it earlier, make sure you got to change your filters. If you have a furnace, make sure you change your air filter from season to season. This way you don't get any clogs. Make sure that it runs efficiently. And but I was talking about...
Well, my issue is a little bit more complicated than that, because I was out of the home for over a year.
I know.
And there's a water flooding situation that we've been working on. They're going to come and work on that this week. I had somebody else work on it, and they didn't do it properly. So, that's double trouble, double dollar indemnity. But so one of the parts got water in it because the basement takes off water and nobody was here. The new people didn't come in. And so they changed that part. But then they found that there was another piece, the chamber, that had to be replaced. And it's about getting the part and that kind of a thing. So it was a little bit more complicated. But I'm sure, I'm praying, now that you mention it, that they will do the full service on this old furnace.
Yes, you gotta. There's a lot of
just a little while longer. Amen. Till a new one comes along.
Right.
So, but for others out there with similar situations or with the information that Randall just gave, make sure that filter gets changed and cleaned and all that good stuff. So, yep.
And I was mentioning before we start, there's a wonderful lineup of music that remember to consider becoming a sustaining member to WGXC.
Absolutely.
Keep the gospel coming. Keep the gospel so you can hear the wonderful gospel music, and you can hear Reverend Kim's social commentary every week, her words of wisdom and her spiritual insights. Make sure you become a contributor, if you can, to WGXC. It is worth it. And it is be a blessing to the station and be a blessing to yourself, and keep us, the station, with the ability to be on the air and to transmit every day original local programming that is by local DJs, local creative people, and local inspiration of people. And so make sure, go to WGXC.org. I think it's /donate, but if you just go to .org, you can find the donate and give a little something. And if you can, become a supporting member, or sustaining member, I should say, was our terminology, and give. It costs very little to help keep this important and vital and inspirational music and station coming to you daily.
Yeah, thank you so much for the kind words of support for what we do and we do together. Actually, we're a three-strand cord. Sister Bernadette Martin, who does a lot of the technical stuff as well, to make
Indeed.
Sure we are here to do what we do. And so... we're asking for your help now. Be part of our partnership and become a sustaining partner. You can do that online, as Randall said, at WGXC.org/donate, or you can call in a pledge to 518-697-7400, or you can mail in a check or money order to P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. So, you can, if you're in the neighborhood, drop by the studio at 369 Warren Street and drop it off. Our 10th anniversary, 10 years of radio for open ears, pledge drive for the fall goes on until the end of the month. So if you can't do anything today, you have a little time to prepare to do something. And we appreciate you for doing it. Right, Mr. Randall?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And, you know, our goal, the radio station goal, is $5,000 in pledges. Not just pledges, but $5,000 of donations in every month to keep us on the air. So help us get there. Help us get there. Sometimes in times like these, that little extra help might seem like it's a miracle. But God's still in the miracle business. And that's what our next couple of songs are going to be talking about. We're talking about miracles. It's miracle time, beloved. It's miracle time. You heard, amen, from the Clark Sisters with Mr. Snoop Dogg with His Love. Well, now you're going to hear from the Clark Sisters again with an oldie and a goodie, Miracle. After that, it's about time for a miracle, Miss Beverly Crawford. And after her, I see miracles, Miss Jacqueline Carr. After that, Manifest, a project by Jonathan Nelson and Purpose. And then we'll come back with our spiritual social commentary for today. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there.
Hey, y'all. Some of you may remember this. Some of you may not. But take a listen.
Looking for a miracle.
Yeah.
I expect a miracle. strong and hard. If you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles happening for you. Long and hard. If you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles happening for you. I see miracles. I see miracles.
Yes, beloved, we see miracles happening every day. You know what? We woke up this morning topside up. Yes, we did. That's a miracle because we didn't have to be here. We can't do that on our own. Some power greater than us gives us the ability to wake up. And when that spirit leaves us, that's called dead. So thank God for the miracle of life and the miracles that come to help us through life every day. And you know, there's a miracle happening right now. I still don't understand how it all works, but through the miracle of airwaves, we get audio and video and everything else. And it does not come free. It does not come without a price. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Hudson and Catskill, New York. Listener-supported radio for open ears. And we are here because you're there and you care. So you can let us know in a tangible way today that you care by supporting the 10th year anniversary of Radio for Open Ears with a donation. Looking for $10. And I don't have the totals yet. We don't have totals yet. But our goal is to get 10 new sustaining partners this hour during our show. So if you're out there and you care and you can, we ask you to help us out and become a partner to us. We are located online at wgxc.org/donate. You can also call in at 518-697-7400. And if the phone lines are tied up, that would be nice. You can leave a message and someone will call you back. You can leave that message at 518-321-6518. Just testing. 518-321-6518 for a message if you can't get through on the pledge drive line. You can also mail in a check or a money order to P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. Address it to Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. So you can go online, you can make a call, you can send the check, you can drop it off at the Hudson Studio at 369 Warren Street, the 4th Street side of the building entrance. So with all of those options, I'm hoping, I'm trusting that there's one that works for you. We're going to be back in a moment or two with our spiritual social commentary for today. But before we do, we've been talking about miracles. I'm expecting a miracle. I have some miracle needs, something that God can do. Come on here, somebody. Sometimes, you know, God uses us to be the miracle workers. How about that? We're going to ask you to be a miracle worker today. Listen, the next song you hear is going to be Manifest. Yeah, make it happen. Make it happen. All right. So after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Look at somebody and tell them, you are, you are.
You are, yeah.
You are what God
designed.
What God designed. Come on, witness to yourself and say,
yes, beloved. God desire for you and me to be what God created us to be. Ah, beloved, I want to talk to you for a few minutes about something very important, very serious. And, you know, as I was looking at the national days for this week, or even for this day, I want to give a shout out to mother-in-laws. Yes, it says that today is National Mother-in-Law Day. How about that? We're going to help somebody out there. All right. And for us foodies, National Food Day. Yes. And also United Nations Day. United Nations Day. A very good friend, dear friend, sister friend of mine and of some of you, I've introduced her to our community, though she lives out of state now. Last year, when we co-facilitated a book group on how to be anti-racist, Reverend Dr. Denise Lawrence, she spoke at the United Nations for their celebration this weekend. And the focus for the non-governmental organizations, of which the African Methodist Episcopal Church, along with many others, are a part, are convening to deal with the issue of human trafficking. And she gave us a speech, a message concerning this. And I want to talk about that for just a few minutes. I share some of the things, the insights, the knowledge that she shared, because this is, like I said, something very serious and important for us to understand as much as possible how we can be part of the solution to this problem. So human trafficking, we've all heard the term probably. Most of us, if not all of us in the listening audience, have heard the term human trafficking, which is modern day slavery. The statistics from the United Nations, the World Organizations, is that 27 million people, men, women, and children, are trapped, caught up in human trafficking, modern day slavery. Beloved, that's more than the population of countries like Madagascar, Cameroon, North Korea, Australia. Matter of fact, it's more than 185 other country populations. Human trafficking is the unlawful act of transporting or coercing people in order to benefit from their work or service, typically in the form of forced labor or sexual exploitation. Human trafficking occurs by the use of force or fraud or coercion. 75% of that 27 million are women and children who are compelled to perform labor or engage in commercial sex. And this is the issue worldwide, but it is also an issue right here in states in America, Texas, Florida, even Delaware are among the states that have the most of a problem with human trafficking. And though our thoughts often turn to the transatlantic slave episode that was also a worldwide experience, we know that modern slavery still impacts communities and families and generations. And it's nothing new. It predates the transatlantic slave trade, as a matter of fact. When we read in the book of Genesis, the 37th chapter, we have the story of Joseph, who was sold by his brothers into slavery. We know from stories that have been told that there are places where family members, knowingly or unwittingly, they're either forced or they are fraudulently persuaded to sell a family member, a daughter or a son, into this system. Well, the Bible tells us the story of Joseph, and it tells us about the horrific experiences he had, the betrayal of his family, his brothers, the putting him into a pit, leaving him to die, then selling him into slavery. Because of the forced labor element and the lack of loss of freedom, people feel sometimes, oftentimes, that they have the right for sexual experiences with an enslaved person. And so Potiphar's wife tried to force herself onto him. But him, wanting to be trustworthy to his master, refused, was falsely accused, put in prison to rot and die. But God had a plan. And as the story goes and the story turns out, Joseph became a savior figure for the nation of Egypt and also for his own family. And so my word here today is, yes, beloved, yes, I'm going to stick with the theme. There is a bright side. He went from the pit to the prison to the palace. He did not allow bitterness, hatred, or anger towards his brothers or his past experiences to cloud him or stop him from becoming what God desired him to be. His destiny did manifest. If perchance you are out there in the listening audience and you are caught up in that situation, know that there is help out here. You go into public restrooms, even hotel rooms, and they'll have notices on the wall of where to call if you're in that situation. We've heard stories of people slipping notes when they've been able to go to a restaurant and write something on a napkin and leave it for a waitress to find. There is help, and don't lose hope. You might be in the dip, or as with the situation of Joseph, in the pit. That doesn't mean that God doesn't see or God doesn't know or God doesn't care. You might still be in that situation come tomorrow, but that doesn't mean that tomorrow's coming is the end of your story. Keep hope. Don't quit in the dip. And if you have participated in this yourself, if you have or know of someone that has exploited somebody, forced somebody into labor, brought them across lines, country lines, state lines, to work subserviently, to work for illegal wages or no wages at all, then I submit to you that it's time to repent and it's time to stop, because this wouldn't exist if there weren't clientele. This wouldn't exist if there weren't customers, and it wouldn't exist if it wasn't capital gain. So we're praying and hoping that somebody out there is going to hear, and somebody out there is going to care, and someone out there is going to change the situation, the life for somebody. Because, beloved, it's not God's desire for any of us to exploit another person for commercial use, for sexual use, for any other use. That's not God's desire. That was not God's plan. That's not God's design. But God's plan for our lives is for good. And God has a desire for us. Well, beloved, we can be the solution to this problem. We'll take a little time. We'll take some work, some effort. But we can be the solution to the problem. Can I get an amen? Amen.
Amen.
I give myself an amen. Hallelujah. Listen, human trafficking is a violation of your human right. It is a violation of other people's rights. If you know of someone in that situation, you can call 888-373-7888, 888-373-7888, and get the help that you need. There's hope and there's help from on high. Jesus said, I came that you can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen, somebody. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. And we got another song. Because you know what? We have a mighty strong God. Yes, we do. That's the next song for you. Mighty strong God.
Voice and begin to give God glory. If you know He's the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, I tell you, open your mouth and bless Him.
His word, His word, oh,
oh, King of glory shall come in.
reigns. Yes, beloved, he reigns. He reigns. Don't forget, God is sovereign and almighty. You know, we live in a parallel universe. There is good and there is evil. There is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the adversary of God. All right? We have the decision and the choice to make. Whose kingdom will you serve? Whose kingdom will you choose? I choose to serve your almighty, sovereign, and wise God. And his desire for you and for me is that we would live and be free. Live eternally. Live, amen, joyfully. So, beloved, remember, there is a bright side because God is still in control. God does have a plan. And if you stay with your hand in the master's hand, he will bring you through. Ask me how I know. Well, beloved, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. But before I do, I want to give you one more opportunity on this broadcast to be part of our WGXC family by becoming a sustaining supporter. Asking for a $10 donation, $10 a month. Maybe you want to do it all at one time and send in that check for $120, but you know, that'll go so quickly. If you spread it out month by month, it helps with the monthly budget. You know what I'm saying? The operating costs. So please think about it. And when you do, pick up the phone and give us a call. 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400. Or you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. You can continue to hear the wonderful program of Mr. Randall Martin on the Tuesday afternoon show and your co-host on the first and third Tuesdays, Reverend Kim, the Perpetual Optimist. You can hear shows like Crossroad and Rhythm, like Race Talks, like Drive Time, like so many others that you have come to love. You hear all kinds of programming, of diversity, sound waves, and experimental radio projects, and oh my gosh, the whole gamut of music. And of course, our spiritual social commentaries with music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. So, you know, don't forget us. Come on back, all right? And send that check. Till the next time. Remember, don't quit in the dip. God loves you. I love you too. God loves you more. He loves you best. Know that. Stay in that. Rest and be blessed. Till we speak again, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and talking about tomorrow.
No, we're never far away. No, never one thing God knows. We're never far away. No, never a promise of today.
I hope tomorrow.